Hello, 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 and welcome. You are listening to Moving Into Light. I am Lisa Renee, the podcast host, and this is episode 174. It is also part 5 in a 12-part series all about surrender. And if you are anything like me, surrendering around the holidays is not the easiest thing in the world. So we're going to dive into that topic in just a minute, all about surrendering and our expectations and how it looks and how it can feel. But before I do that, I want to welcome you if you are new or a returning listener. Thank you so much for hopping on and sharing space with me for the next 30 minutes or so. It's great to have you here. It's great to have new listeners. I would ask that if you are a longtime listener or a new listener and this podcast resonates, I ask that you like, that you share, that you subscribe. Those things do help me. They help the algorithms. They help all of my work get out to the public. So thank you for that. The other thing I would like to say is that my session times for the spring, for January forward, are going to be a little bit different. I work with clients in a variety of realms. I work as an intuitive healer, bringing forth intuitive information to help guide people to their highest knowing. I work in the Akashic Records. I do a lot of Akashic Records readings, which is connecting people to their soul's journey. I also am a certified yoga instructor, a meditation coach, as well as a holistic nutritionist. And so I work in a variety of healing modalities, and my client list really runs the gamut as well. I work with people who just want an intuitive session once a month. I work with a few people who are doing nutritional consulting every other week right now. And I lead a private yoga class for some of my private clients who wanted a small group online setting. I do that once a week. So I have a lot of different offerings. And if you are interested in any of those things, please reach out and let's get you on the schedule, or let's connect you with the times and the offerings that really would resonate with your needs. So I share all of that. Most of those things are on my website. Some of them, however, are not. They are just through word of mouth and through my clients and through our sessions that we offer. I offer those things as needed. So definitely reach out if those things call to you. And the website, www.lisa-renee.com, Lisa-Renee. So I'm going to start today with asking you to join me in a nice, slow, deep breath. Breathe it in through your nose and out through your mouth. One more time, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Last one, one more. Breathe in as much air as you can possibly get into your lungs, then a little bit more, and this time sigh it out. Make some noise. Allow the body to relax, or allow the body to come into a state of release. These last few podcasts have been very interesting because they've all been centering around the topic of surrender. Surrendering in different ways, in different aspects of our lives, surrendering different thoughts or different ideas. But today, I really want to talk about surrendering and surrendering in the way of our expectations. My dog is sneezy behind me, so if you can hear that, I apologize. Expectations. Let's talk a little bit about expectations today. I can only talk to you about my own stuff because that's my point of reference. But if you are anything like me, you have expectations. Maybe there are parts of your life that are very easygoing that you can surrender. Maybe, you know, how you spend your free time, you don't really mind if your partner makes some plans and you just go with the flow, you're fine. Maybe you need to really control that part of your life. You have expectations of what your social life should look like. Maybe you have high expectations about the holidays. Maybe you want the pie in the sky holiday season with the gifts and the cookies and the homemade fudge and the gatherings and the all of the things. And maybe you are nothing like that and you really could care less. I'm somewhere in between on a lot of these things. But what I have realized is that I have a lot of places in my life where I have surrendered, where I've just said, okay, well, I'm going to let that be. I'm going to let that turn into what it's supposed to turn into. I'm going to just allow. I'm going to watch it unfold. And then recently I have discovered that I have some really big expectations about certain things. And it's funny when you get caught a little bit off guard. Maybe when we think we know ourselves really well and then something strikes us where, gosh, I really didn't know how strongly I felt about this. And so I want to talk today about this because it's hitting home for me right now, and I'll share with you why. But expectations. I'm going to invite you today just to look over your life and ask yourself, where do you have some really high expectations? Maybe they are realistic and achievable expectations, and maybe they're just pie in the sky, have to be perfect kind of expectations. So for me, I have an expectation that when we found this, our France property, I would be shipping all of the stuff in my storage building. And again, you can tell where my head is with some of these surrender posts right now because I'm all about this move. And that's just where I am. So, you know, if it resonates, great. If it doesn't, come back in a couple weeks because it'll be onto a new topic. But I was planning on shipping everything in my storage unit, thinking that's all the stuff that I saved from my house that I really feel connected to. I didn't save a lot of like useless things, but I had this expectation that as I boxed all of these things up and put them safely into storage, that I would be unpacking them in France. And we discovered a few things. Shipping things overseas is hugely expensive. That's number one. We were willing to do it, but that's number one. Number two, the owners of our properties left almost everything, like down to forks and knives and spoons, which we didn't expect, right? We didn't expect to find a completely furnished, walk-in ready property. So that's number two. Then number three for us is that I have been guided that eventually we would have two properties, one overseas and one in the States. So wouldn't it make sense to leave everything here that we love for our in the States property eventually and just furnish this France property with new things? And it makes perfect sense, right? If you look at that from a financial standpoint, makes perfect sense. If you look at the logistics of packing and shipping and moving and crating and all of it, it makes sense. It does. Do I sound like I'm convincing myself here? I'm trying. But at the very root of all of this is the uncomfortable feeling that I had an expectation that those things, those items I was packing, I was going to take with me. I was not going to leave them behind. If you have followed me for a while, you know I have an extensive library. I am not really connected to a lot of stuff. But my library and my books is a huge one for me. And so I am in the process of leaving about 15 or 16 boxes of books behind. Talk about a weight that would have been huge to ship because book boxes are very heavy. Leaving them here is freeing, but leaving them here is also like leaving something that I'm hugely connected to. And I carried the expectation with me that when I packed those books up, I was shipping them to France and I was going to unpack them there. And I am sitting with the idea of not having them for the next few years. And for some of you, you're saying, gosh, you have such huge problems in the world. I know this is not like I'm struggling to feed my children kind of worry. I know that. I know all of that. But I also know that I had an expectation, and this is what this podcast is about. And so breaking down our expectations is huge. So I am extricating myself from this idea of transporting my library. If all of us had this kind of problem, I know that this is not, you know, a lose your mind kind of thing. But it really is a good example of an expectation for me right now in my life. And so I am changing my thinking. I am altering a connection. I am releasing the idea of moving my library. I'm surrendering to the fact that my guides are telling me, leave it, go on forward without it. And I'm saying, okay. But in my heart of hearts, I'm saying, but wait, what about my favorite Italian cookbook with my good gnocchi recipe in it? And what about this? And it's okay. It's okay. And I share that because it is really in my chest. It's in my heart center. I love my library so much. So here it is for you. What is it that you love so much, that you have so much expectation around, that if it doesn't go the way you plan, or if it doesn't work out the way you think it should, you feel it in your heart center and it makes your heart go, wait, what? What am I doing? How am I doing this? Wait, I don't know. What is that thing for you? I have a couple others, and some of them are really personal expectations that I don't want to share on the podcast. And so this was kind of a one that I felt a little more comfortable with, but with sharing, I mean. But what is that thing for you? What is that expectation that you are carrying? And maybe it's you're carrying into the holidays. You know, maybe it's something that you are carrying into the winter season, where you have an expectation of what it's going to look like. And if it doesn't meet your expectation, how are you going to deal with that? I don't have the answers, my friends. I really don't. But here's what I know for sure. I know for sure that we all have expectations. I know for sure that in our heart of hearts, we always have an outcome in mind. Even if we don't admit it, even if we are not fully conscious of it, we have an outcome, a desired outcome. If we didn't have a desired outcome, why would we even begin the project? Why would we even attempt? Why would we even try, right? And if you are anything like me, or maybe you're completely different and this doesn't pertain to you, but a lot of my childhood programming was centering around perfectionism and being perfect and leaving little room for error or exploration if there was a chance of failure. And that makes it very, very hard. When the expectations that we have for ourselves or the expectations that other people have for us are extremely high, it can become difficult to navigate the world. It becomes difficult to function because we're afraid of the risk, because we're afraid of the failure, because we've been programmed to believe that perfection is the only outcome. And if it doesn't measure to that, then it's not worth it. Maybe that was you. Maybe it's not. In some aspects of my life, that was my younger years. And when we set ourselves up with those super high expectations, a lot of things come from that. One, we get afraid to try because we're afraid to fail. Two, our self-worth and the idea of what our self is, our self-worth plummets, because if we make a little mistake or we do something wrong or it doesn't meet the expectation, then we're bad. Then we didn't do it correctly. Then we messed up. And I'm here to tell you, whatever you are attempting, whatever you are doing, whatever you are working through, it's all perfect. It's really perfect. And it's really the path that you are meant to be on. And even if you feel like you're not meeting an expectation, which hopefully we can get rid of the expectation, but even if you feel like you're not meeting the expectation, it's worth the experience. It's worth the learning. It's worth the trial. It's worth the going through just for the experience of doing it. And so surrendering to expectation, I believe it simply means that we let go. We let go of the outcome. We let go of the end game. We let go of what we think it should look like. And we really become present with the present moment, right? We really come into our sense of, what am I doing today? What does it feel like in this moment? I'm not going to set my expectation for what my Christmas Day celebration looks like. I'm going to celebrate on today. I'm going to focus on, what am I doing right now in this moment? Well, today I'm going to wrap presents and I'm going to prep some sauces and I'm going to, whatever it is, I'm going to focus on today. And I'm going to take the thought of the future and the expectation off the table. And maybe, just maybe, if enough of us can quit projecting into the future with our expectations and we can become more present in the day-to-day, that can raise our vibration. It can make us feel a little happier. It can make us feel a little lighter. It can give us a sense of ease and grace that we might not experience otherwise. This is a big one. Expectations are big ones. The Buddha taught that when you have an expectation, you are creating your own suffering. Because suffering comes from wanting something to be a certain way instead of what it is. And that's suffering. And when we have an expectation, we are wanting it to be a certain way. And if it's any other way, we're suffering. So the Buddha taught that we create our own suffering by not being content and being present in the now. So I offer that to you today, especially as we are smack in the middle of a holiday season, as we completed the winter solstice yesterday. The days are actually beginning to get longer, starting now. The light is starting to come back around. We get brighter. We get a little bit more daylight each day that passes. And we look forward to more light, right? And if we can keep the expectation of looking forward to more light, then why not? If we can expect good things and we can expect brightness or lightness, it sounds like the perfect plan, but in reality, let's just settle into the brightness and the lightness of this day and be sufficiently accepting of where we are in each now moment. It twists and it turns because expectations are good. It gives us a goal. It gives us something to work toward. But it also can set us up for failure. It can create a sense of angst that doesn't have to be there. And so when we can surrender our expectations and just allow, there's a greater sense of peace that can enter. There's a lot of peace that can enter. And I hope that resonates with you today. I know that so many of us were programmed as children to do things a certain way, and that there was a right way and a wrong way to do anything. And a lot of us are waking up now to different ways of doing a lot of things. I know that for me personally, I grew up being programmed and brainwashed with a way to look at Christianity and a way to look at the life of Jesus. And my expectation of what Jesus was here to do has changed drastically in the past few years. I was living with the expectation that Jesus did one thing and he lived one way and he was here for one purpose. I don't believe that anymore. I have dropped the expectation and I look at who that man was and what he was here to do outside of the programming and outside of the teachings. And I've let go of a lot of expectation about Christianity. That's been a big one for me, a big surrender. I'm sure that if you look at your own life, that you are, if you're listening to this podcast and you look at your life, you are here for the growth. You're on the planet for the expansion. You're here to learn, right? You're not here to become stagnant and still. You are here to grow and to continue to move yourself into higher frequencies and higher vibrations. And if that's the case, and I believe it is, or you wouldn't be here, then we all have to look at our expectations and figure out which ones serve us and which ones don't. How can we be more present in the each now moment? And what can we do to facilitate that, right? So I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I just know that I wake up some days and there's a topic running around in my head. And I spend some time journaling and seeing what comes through about that topic. And then lately, as I've been doing that, I get the little nudge. This is your podcast. This part of surrender is what you need to talk about today. So I believe that when that happens, there's somebody out here as a listener, maybe it's for me, maybe it's for one of you listening, who needs to talk about surrendering expectations, or I wouldn't be doing it. And I truly love the spirit nudges that come through and say, this is how you can help today. This is how you can serve today. Talk about expectations. And my answer to that used to be, why? Why me? Why do I need to do that? Why do I have to? And now I simply say, okay, I will sit with this a little bit and give it some thought and think about expectations in my life and what expectations I'm holding. And then I'll share that. Because at the end of the day, that's, you know, how I answer to my higher power. Did I follow as I was nudged? Did I listen? Did I trust that my messages are real and truthful and honest? And did I share them? And if it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. But most of the time, the people who find this podcast find it because it does resonate. So the assignment right now for today is simply look at your thoughts, look at your thought patterns, and look at where you might be holding some sort of expectation. You expect something to happen, or you expect something to be a certain way. And dive into it a little bit, unpack it. Figure out where that expectation came from. Figure out if it serves you. And then maybe do a little more soul searching and go just a little deeper and see if it's an expectation that you need to surrender or let go of. We are all here on the planet as a work in progress. There is not a single person on this planet who has it all figured out. And if you have a guru that tells you to follow them, that they have it all figured out, walk the other way. Because the truth is, none of us have it figured out. We're all just taking one step each day, doing the best we can do, honoring what we are called to do in the hopes that it helps someone else. So be careful. Be careful where you put your expectations. Certainly put them in yourself. Certainly don't put expectations in other people. Don't set yourself up for suffering. And maybe spend the next few days doing a little bit of a deep dive into your expectations. And I hope this serves you. So that's what I'll close with today. I hope that today's podcast finds you in a beautiful state of peace, of calm, of surrender. I know that the next few days will be very busy days. There's one more podcast that's going to come out before Christmas Eve. I'm recording this on the morning of the 22nd. There will be another one coming out on the morning, I believe, of the 24th. It's important to talk about surrender right now. It just feels important. So I hope it matters. I hope it resonates. If it does, I hope you like this podcast, share it, subscribe to it, and don't be afraid to let me know whether you agree or disagree. I'm always open to the comments and the feedback. Thank you so much for taking some time to listen to Moving Into Light today. And many blessings and much love. And we will talk again soon.